A new organization is being formed in Southern Humboldt to encourage family-friendly events with a goal of creating a youth center. Open Horizons, spearheaded by the creative producer of the annual Haunted Hoop event, has filed for a 501c3 designation as they head into their first event under Open Horizons' name.
I am Stephanie Hancock. I just recently incorporated Open Horizons, and we have filed for our 501c3 nonprofit status. We originally started doing the Haunted Hoop with the help of local nonprofit organizations. So we are doing the hoop again this year, kind of what we have started, but essentially we are hoping to bring more activities and events to Southern Humboldt for families and kids of all ages.
The organization will be hosting a Beat the Heat End of Summer event this Saturday at the Southern Humboldt Community Park.
So we are starting at 10:30, and we will have a relay race set up for the younger kids, and then we are going to have a Capture the Flag tournament a little later in the afternoon. So 11:30 starts the relay race for the younger kids, and then the older kids, we have a Capture the Flag tournament that starts at 2, I believe. And then on top of that, we'll have food and drinks and water toys and games to play for the kids just throughout the day.
When asked what inspired her to produce family-friendly events, Hancock said,
"Since I've been here, I've wanted a youth center, actually, is what we would really like, is just a space for kids to come and be kids and be safe and have an opportunity to grow together. I feel like communication is something that we've kind of lost, and these kind of events get people to step out of their shell a little bit. And one of the great things that we've involved with these is I work with the high school students a lot, and they help volunteer, and it helps get them their volunteer hours to graduate, but it also brings them into these events and part of the community. So ideally, I just hope that these will help bring people together and kind of bridge that gap between youths and adults and families, and just see more opportunity for families to spend time together doing something outside of the house."
The event organizer suggested attendees come prepared, ready for a splash of fun.
I would say water shoes are great, or sandals are great for today. The fields are a bit prickly, so if the kids want to run around and get wet, shoes that are appropriate for that. And then we will have squirt guns available and water toys, so if you don't like being wet, maybe just be aware of that. We will have a few slip and slides there. We are going to have a dunk tank with a few guests, so it should be a great time overall, and be prepared to get wet.
Those that want to get involved are encouraged to donate their time.
We're always looking for volunteers. We have plenty of things behind the scenes that we need help with, as well as at the events themselves. It's a great way to meet new people, and it's also a great way to give back to the community, especially. I know a lot of us are having a hard time financially, and donating your time is probably one of the best ways you could give back.
The Beat the Heat event will take place this Saturday, September 14th, from 10:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. at the Southern Humboldt Community Park. Learn more about Open Horizons by searching for the organization's name on Facebook. Simultaneously, the SoHum Classic Car Show is set to take place on Saturday, September 14th, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. in downtown Garberville on Redwood Drive. Classic car enthusiasts are invited to join this annual celebration featuring rare and iconic vehicles from decades past.
So we are hosting the first annual Southern Humboldt, the SoHum Classic Car Show, and that is going to be September 14th from 10 to 5 on Redwood Drive in downtown Garberville. We're going to have a portion of Redwood Drive closed down. We've got great registrations of vehicles and motorcycles already. The Garberville Rotary Club is going to be doing an awesome barbecue. We've got the box bar that's going to be out there serving Jippo. And there are awards for, you know, best in show and best Soham style. And we've got a few other surprises. So it should be a fun event. And it's the first annual Soham Classic Car Show, September 14th. And if you haven't registered already for, if you want to enter your vehicle, go to northcoasttickets.com and you can go through the registration process there.
That was Laura Lassiter of the Southern Humboldt Business and Visitors Bureau, host of the Soham Classic Car Show. The inaugural event serves as a fundraiser for the Garberville Theater Project, as well as providing opportunities for other local nonprofits.
It's a fundraiser also for the Garberville Rotary Club. We'll have an awesome barbecue, and they're bringing out their industrial-sized barbecue. So you won't be able to miss that. And then I think Kiwanis will be there, as well as South Fork High School, serving some apple crisp treats from what I hear. So we're excited to share this with the community.
Lassiter said the SHBVB is expecting a good turnout for the inaugural car show gracing Redwood Drive.
We've had some inquiries from down south, as well as Fortuna. This being the first time that we've done something like this, we're learning a lot and we're excited to see how this kind of shakes out. And, you know, it's been really, if you want to bring your vehicle to pre-register, because we don't have all of Redwood Drive. We have, you know, a portion of it closed down. And so, you know, space is limited.
Classic car enthusiasts near and far are encouraged to participate in the event, and those traveling far distances may see a trophy in their future for making the beautiful trek to Redwood Country.
And we're excited. You know, one of the trophies that we have is, you know, farthest traveled. So we will see who shows up. We've got some great registrations so far, and it should be a fun day in Southern Humboldt for everyone.
All participants must pre-register at northcoasttickets.com. In addition to the car show, there will be a Soham cruise on September 13th, with details provided upon registration. The event is sponsored by the Humboldt Lodging Alliance South and the Garberville Rotary. For more information, visit visitsouthernhumboldt.com. And beginning on Friday, the Phoenix Rising, a celebration of Southern Humboldt resilience, will take place at the Redwood Playhouse in Garberville from September 13th through September 15th. This vibrant event celebrates creative expression, community, and resilience, featuring performances by Random People Theater, the Spring Chickens, Feet First Dancers, and Recycled Youth. KMA News Director Lauren Schmidt attended a rehearsal. That was a snippet from the technical rehearsal of Phoenix Rising. This weekend's events have been made possible by Measure Day funding that the county allocated a portion of the funding to tourism, arts, and housing in June of this year.
So this whole project started, Phoenix Rising was hatched by a prompt from the North Coast Repertory Theater, in which they offered that there was county Measure J money available, and we were identified as a outlying area of the county but deserving of cultural funding. And one thing led to another, and several of us from Recycled Youth and Random People and the Playhouse, and then drafting other participants in the Playhouse, like Feet First and the Spring Chickens, conceived of a show. And part of the purpose of the show was to kind of collaborate with the community and identify something in the community. So given the state of town and the economic downturn and all that, we came up with the Phoenix as a mascot for the concept of resilience and rebirth and moving forward into the future. We have a lot of multi-generational actors here. We've got the elders and we've got the kids. And so it's like grooming the next generation of culture in Southern Humboldt.
Through the North Coast Repertory Theater and artists within the community, the Redwood Playhouse was selected as a recipient of some of the Measure J funding.
We were approached, and the liaison was Cynthia Martels, who used to be a Random People person down here, but she's since has moved north and been active in theater up there. So she, in conversation with the creative director of NCRT, they came up the idea of contacting us. And I had known Cynthia from 10 years ago, so it was like the natural and organic process.
The results of the funding will culminate this weekend in 3 days of art and rising above.
We're doing three performances, Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday afternoon. But then Saturday afternoon, we're going to have basically a party in the front yard with activities and food and drink and some workshops. Reckless Rex, the break dancer, is going to do a little workshop. There's going to be some balance movement that Barbara Penny is going to do. Sue Burdick's going to do a little movement workshop. Javi and Nona are going to do some peace games. There'll be some ninja games outside with child-safe ninja weapons to encourage that kind of energy. With Javi, another K-Mutter, who's backstage right now with operating the stage with your former compatriot, the former news director, Terry Clemenson, is the stage manager. So we have Recycled Youth. Well, let's do it in order. Spring Chickens, Recycled Youth, Feet First Dancers, and Random People Theater, all in one big show.
Did you guys just see that?
On Friday night, you're invited to a group show on stage at 7 p.m. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. with a $10 to $20 sliding scale. On Saturday, a family-friendly outdoor community fair will take place from 2 to 6:30 p.m., free to all. The fair will feature interactive activities like a puppet petting zoo, craft exhibits, and kids' games. You can also enjoy food from Cadillac Walk, Maria's Kitchen, and more, with options ranging from bake sale treats to mimosas and Italian sodas. Saturday night, another group show will be on stage at 7 p.m. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. And on Sunday, a final group show at 2 p.m. Doors open at 1:30 p.m. Again, both of those showings with a $10 to $20 sliding scale entry. No one will be turned away for lack of funds.
I think that this is something that we've never done anything like this before, and I'm very excited. I hope we start doing bigger productions with more of the community members.
Additional details can be found at redwoodplayhouse.org. Supported by the North Coast Repertory Theater, the Humboldt Creative Alliance, and Humboldt County's Measure J, this event is an opportunity for the whole community to come together, share creativity, and celebrate local resilience. Reporting for KMUD, I'm Lisa Music.